Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
92.9 The Game.
Feel pretty confident about that when Mike Conti joins the show tomorrow at 11:40 like he always does. We'll have a Hawks preseason basketball game to talk about. It'll be game week for the Falcons.
Yeah.
And he'll probably... It's almost game week. We'll be within a week.
A
feeling he might talk about Coach Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
He might talk a little bit about Coach Hot Sauce tomorrow at 11:40. Because last week he was so reasonable. He was like, yeah, it was close, man, and it wasn't really on the coach. It was on the quarterback.
It didn't help that he was there, too.
No, I know. Yeah Conti was in the building.
You're making me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's James Franklin? That's not from Saturday, right? That's
I hope not. I was like,
dial down the tone, buddy.
What did he say?
All right. Hey, a bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. The AMA, as always, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. But we do have a couple folks. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas? Happy Monday.
Thank you, Mo. How are you?
Hey, so I just so happened to be watching an interview with Steve Harvey, and they asked him who his Mount Rushmore of comedians was. I found it kind of funny that he put himself on there, because usually, I guess the question, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, is usually phrased, who is your Mount Rushmore? And usually when the person get asked, they supposed to already be on it. But I'm just wondering, who's y'all's Mount Rushmore of comedians? And I felt like Steve Harvey left Red Fox off of it. And who is your go-to artist in the car to listen to?
Oh, okay. I liked how he answered the question.
I do too.
Because he was like, we're not doing a Mount Rushmore. These people deserve their own statues.
Yes, I loved how he did that.
And he was, what did he mention? He mentioned all the right people. Yes. He said Richard Pryor. Yes. He said Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
They talked about Bernie Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah, I don't do Rushmores because of that simple reason.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of Rushmores.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of Rushmores. I like all those guys. Yes.
George Carlin. Who else? Do they have to be old?
Yeah, I mean,
modern. I mean, I love Dave Chappelle. I've always loved Dave Chappelle. It's okay. Is the statute of limitations over on this one? I think Louis C.K. is an excellent stand-up comedian. I know he did some weird stuff.
Not a big fan of him.
Oh, you don't like him?
Yeah, not a big fan.
I think he's
great. Not a big fan.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't do that. But no, I don't do the Rushmore thing because you're always going to leave somebody off, and I can't like one more than the other. I love all comedians. I love everybody from Pryor to Eddie to damn Robin Williams.
Yeah, that's another great one.
I mean, there's so many great comedians. I can't do a Rushmore.
Artist in the car?
If I listen to music in the car, Burna Boy. Burna Boy. Anything. Reggaeton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Who have I been listening to a lot lately? We went and saw the Avett Brothers. I always listen to the Avett Brothers, but we went and saw the Avett Brothers in Savannah a couple weekends ago, and a band opened for them called the The Brook and the Bluff.
Uh-huh.
Really like that band.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to them a lot lately.
My Pam was at Chris Brown's show.
Brook and the Bluff. Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She didn't get on stage, did she?
No, she didn't.
Hope not. There's some wild stuff on stage.
Yeah.
All right, Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas? So this the scenario. It's like your birthday weekend. This for you and Randy, both of y'all. So it's like your birthday weekend, and you got your missus and everybody with you, and they having like this karaoke, and you get to steal somebody's voice for that day. Nobody know you're gonna be able to sing like that. I'm gonna take Teddy P.
You're damn right, Mike.
I'm taking Teddy P.
Yep.
But you guys know somebody's soft sauce. I'm going to hang up and listen, man. Who y'all picking?
Oh, I'm taking Teddy P.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I am taking Teddy damn P.
That's good.
And then I'm coming in that thing. Because there's one thing to like here, and obviously my wife adores and loves karaoke. It's that. But it's one thing to be that person. And we've been to plenty of karaoke places where there's people who come, like, dressed up.
Oh, yeah. Like people are very into it.
And I'm just like, okay, y'all need a freaking life, okay? You're up here with this sequin shirt on.
Yeah, man.
Like, come on, man. It's just
karaoke. Not a Got Talent audition?
It's just karaoke,
give
man.
This
Ain't
minute.
Nobody in there.
Hey, man.
All right?
It's having a good
Ain't
time.
Ain't nobody in there, all right?
I mean, you know, if you started singing like Teddy Pendergrass, it would be shocking to people, but also not that shocking.
But I mean, you can.
You know what I mean? If I stood up there and started sounding like Marvin Gaye,
yes.
Like looking like me,
yes.
People would be like, what the
but
hell
But I'm just saying,
on?
Though, there's no way in hell I could freaking, like, get up there. I would tell them, hey, turn it off. I got this.
Yeah, we're going acapella.
Turn off the lights. And I'll make sure that hey, click them things off, man. You can't tell me you get up there and sound like Teddy P. Yeah. But yeah, definitely.
All right, Jeff's in North Georgia. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all today?
Hello, Jeff. We're pretty good.
I am flying, Andy, to Seattle tomorrow. Me and the wife going to do the little Olympic Peninsula kind of trip, getting outdoors a little bit. And just wondering if you had any recommendations. Are there some good spots to see, good spots to eat, something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, I assume you're going to the Olympic National Park, which the whole thing is going to be awesome. I don't know if your wife is a Twilight fan, but the town where Twilight took place is out there, Forks, Washington.
Okay.
Or at least it's kind of funny to drive through because it's just all vampire stuff everywhere.
Really?
Didn't used to be like that.
Is it big for Halloween and stuff like that?
I would have to think.
Oh, right.
Like this year, time of year would probably be the time to go out there too. And then any of those towns kind of up on the water, on the sound there, like Port Angeles, Port Townsend, all really nice. There's a town called Squim, which shockingly gets the least amount of rain of any town in the country.
Hmm.
Who would think?
In Seattle
In Washington. Right. On the, like, right next to a rainforest. It's like in some weird little...
They got rainforest up there?
Yeah, the Olympic National Park is a rainforest.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's not like, you know, like a fun jungle rainforest.
Yeah.
It just rains a lot.
Oh, okay. It's a forest.
And it's a forest.
Oh, okay.
But no, you're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time up there. Ray is in Woodstock. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so question for you guys. One thing, Rand, I called you a couple years ago and asked you about getting the jackets for the Born Hard Boys, and you dang near cursed me out because you said you ain't no damn boy. But what is the greatest, give me your top four sports montage movies, like the motivational sports movies. So any of the Rocky collages where he's training, or maybe Rudy, where he's trying to make the game. Give me your top four sports movies that's got the best motivational, like, training scene.
All right, Ray.
Appreciate it, Ray. I ain't putting Rudy in there. All right, that was a bunch of crock.
I'm good on Rudy.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on him.
Anybody that writes a movie about themselves.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
I mean, Rocky. Obviously. Rocky, he said it, but he's right.
Which part of which movie? Like everybody talks about part four, being in Russia and all the snow and all those different things. The first one when... I like the first one. Mine is when Adrian Tubbs and win. And then Mickey goes, what are we waiting on? You know, I like that. That was mine.
I love Major League when they just have the montage of them starting to play well.
Yeah.
And you've got, like, the headlines, and then the groundskeepers are like, they're still whatever, blank, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Training montage. I don't know, man. None of the other ones, like, come to mind
Remember the Titans when they're at Gettysburg?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the run to Gettysburg.
Okay.
That was good.
I feel good about that list.
Yeah.
That's the twin brother, by the way, of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Top four list. It's the same thing as a Mount Rushmore.
I would have said, you tell me top four, I might give you a list, but the Rushmore and GOAT, they're hand in hand with me.
404-726-0929. That one says B on it, but is there really a B there? There's someone named B? No, there's no one. All right. We need a few more phone calls. Petered out a little bit. It's all right. Rack them back up. We got about five more minutes. 404-726-0929.
Now, tell me this about this rainforest park y'all going to. Like,
it's, well, I'm not.
I mean, where he's going to.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a national park. Mm-hmm. It rains a lot, mm-hmm. but nothing like, I'm sure it's like some deer and some bears and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, probably some bears. There's all kinds of wildlife, I'm sure, but not like a. It's not like a tropical rainforest.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay, you said you got some bears.
Yeah, there'll be bears. There will be bears at the Olympic National Park. Just bring your bear spray and some bells.
Have you ever seen somebody use bear spray to get their ass beat up by a bear?
I've never seen anyone use bear spray.
Okay.
But you don't. Yeah, you don't want to see that. That's not a good situation.
So there's no telling if it works or not.
I mean,
have you ever heard an experience? I mean, like people like who endorse the product.
Right. No. I've never heard anyone have to use it.
Okay.
If you're smart, then you won't have to use it.
Right.
You only have to use it if you get yourself into a bad situation. And a grizzly bear, that bear spray, they just refer to it as it's human seasoning.
Okay.
For a grizzly bear, you're not stopping a grizzly.
Exactly.
You're not stopping a grizzly bear with a gun. You're not stopping a grizzly bear with bear spray. Like, you just got to try to not sneak up on them. Or don't go
near park.
Don't go to a place that has them. Yeah. If you're worried about it, then don't go.
They got grizzly bears up there?
No, they won't have grizzly bears at Olympic National Park now. But black bears.
Okay.
And probably like cougars.
Ah!
I mean, there's stuff in the park. I mean, every national park has something that'll tell
you. I agree with you, but you said, oh, yeah, it's some cougars.
Cougars, something like that. Yeah, some sort of large cats. You know, just be careful. Just be careful. Melanie is in Buford. Hey, Melanie.
No way.
Hey, Randy, I saw you this weekend at the Parkview Park, and I was wondering if you stayed for the 8th grade Norcross Parkview game and what your thoughts are on youth sports kind of going that far.
I did not stay. I knew that because I was tired because Georgia had the noon game, so I had treated the noon game like it was a night game, so we started early and everything like that. And so by the time the game got over, everybody was like, because my Aunt Pam and them were there, she's like, oh, we're staying for this game. And so we went back to the car. Mama and Uncle Dave came to the car, and Samson and them asked if they can go. Him and my nephew, can we go back over and watch? I said, yeah, y'all can watch like 20 minutes. I guess it was some big deal. I don't know what happened. But I know that when we left, Parkview was kicking the crap out of them. You know,
yeah, it was 56-6 at the end.
Yeah, they were kicking the crap out
of them. Melanie, what's the big deal?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. When I was there, everybody was trying to, like, they were pumping it up like it was like something happened or something. Oh. And Samson was like, obviously, these kids got all these TikToks and everything. I guess something happened online.
Yeah,
something happened online.
The Parkview kids had been popping it for about a week.
Yeah, because remember, they got suspended for a week because they got to fighting.
Oh, no.
But that's all. I just remember that. And it seemed like it was like the intensity. It was crazy. Okay. But I never knew what it was. And then Samson told me when he got back to the car. But they beat the hell out of Norcross.
Okay.
Beat the dog crap out of them. There's some big-ass eighth graders. There's some big-ass eighth graders, too, man.
So I never considered, but obviously, like, you know, eighth graders have TikTok.
Yeah, but
I'm on there talking trash to each other.
All I know is you can feel something.
Okay.
You know, and I was like, because it was at night, because by then it was like getting close to like 7. So you're like, damn, it's like, damn, eighth grade view game.
Can you imagine there being hype for a game you played at eighth grade? That would be wild.
Dude. I was like,
that?
Yeah, it was crazy. But you felt it. But sure. I was like, yeah, okay, that's, I guess. But then Samson, he said, they were popping off.
Okay.
Yeah, then, I mean, Parkview went out there. When we left, they were up 30-3 or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
David is in Canton. Hey, David.
Hey, guys, what's going on, man?
Hi,
how's the day going?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Great to hear, man. I just had a throwback question for you guys. Do y'all remember the cartoon that came out, Pro Stars, with Michael Jordan? I think it was Bo Jaskin. It was like a cartoon.
Say it again?
Pro Stars, the cartoon?
Oh, yeah, but Wayne Gretzky and Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan, right?
I don't remember it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if they redid that, man, who would you like to see play those characters, man?
Oh,
who would
man.
Like to see in this?
Thank you, David.
Oh, man. Oh.
So just first of all, what was it?
It was a cartoon. It was All-Stars. It was Michael Jordan.
And it was really their voices?
I don't know about all that. But it was Michael, Bo, it was Wayne Gretzky.
Okay, so we're talking early 90s.
Yeah, probably. I think that's what it was.
91. You're correct, those three.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so I remember, they had a cartoon. Today's, oh, man. I mean, LeBron would be one of them.
I guess.
Right?
I mean, LeBron did Space Jam 2 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Mahomes is easy to voice.
Yeah, Mahomes. Get the guy who does Kermit.
Who's the hockey player?
Would you go baseball instead of hockey?
I would go baseball.
Or even soccer, maybe even.
I'll go baseball.
Like Messi or something, because he plays in the U.S. now.
Yeah. I would go baseball.
Well, who's your baseball guy?
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. Yeah, there we go.
LeBron, Mahomes, and Aaron Judge. What do you think they're getting up to?
I don't know.
Were they fighting crime? Like, I don't know the show.
It was so long ago. Yeah,
they are actually fictional superhero characters.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
It was pretty cool. Miss Rebecca said Miracle was the best. Miracle's
great.
Yeah, it was
great
fine.
Movie.
Yeah, I just,
it was really happened.
It was happened, though. That's what I'm saying.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. Rocky didn't really happen.
Nah, it didn't.
Unless he tried to steal a damn storyline from somebody. That can't really happen.
Yeah, Miracle.
Like, you ain't going to Russia to beat him after you killed Apollo. Never going to happen.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Dude, there's
as our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Rocky got knocked down 10 times.
He got hit by 70 haymakers and won the fight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You need yoke to get yoked.
Liam Cohen has spunk.
Randy likes his own ass print, not somebody else's.
Yes.
And Carolina's not the right team to have behind you when you're talking trash.
Yeah, man. We coming through.
And for those keeping track at home, the F does not stand for physical.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.